Alright, this thing cut me off before, but I plugged into my car, that's why. My way to Newtown, day two. Is it Friday?
Half a mile. Take the I-295 east.
That's Friday, so I lose track of time. Very, very busy. But I wanted to get on here and give you some food for thought. And I think about, as a proactive police officer in my agency, which is, let's face facts, a law enforcement anomaly. You're not the norm if you're proactive. It's very, very few agencies where everybody's proactive, and that's the culture. The only one I've seen ever of that at the time that I worked there was when I worked for the Spark Police. From what I understand, it's not that way anymore.
Continue on I-295 east for 3 miles.
What the point of this video is to give you a good understanding of how you should function if you're going to be a proactive police officer, and probably in any regards in life. When people tell me things and say this, these guys are doing that, this guy's doing that, this dude said that, blah, 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 I literally don't care. I don't know how to emphasize that enough. I have one goal, is to grow a training company, put good instructors in place, give everybody great training here.
In 2 miles, take exit Pennsylvania.
What everybody else is doing. Like, oh, you know what these guys are doing? Did you hear about that company? You hear about this? I don't even know people's names. I don't even know what people look like. I don't care. And I want to pass that along to you to have the same thoughts. Here's how it used to work in my police department. I would tell guys I work with, I'd especially tell new guys, look, don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Don't worry that everybody else is sitting at 7-Eleven. Don't worry that everybody else is at Starbucks drinking coffee for 3 hours, or at Dunkin' Donuts for 3 hours on midnight. Don't worry about that. It's their life. It's their business. Don't worry about what we're doing. So I would tell guys, look, don't say anything bad about me. I don't care what you do. And I won't say anything bad about you. You shouldn't care. I shouldn't care what you're doing. All we need to know is that when the shit hits the fan, when I need you, you're going to be there. I don't care what else you do with time. It makes no difference to me. I can understand why some people find themselves very jaded and bitter at times. Things aren't fair in this field. But I was only worried about one thing, and that was me going out doing the work, enjoying what I do, and trying to learn the craft. You know what I'm saying? So that's some good advice for you. Pass along. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. If you feel like you're picking up the slack, don't worry about it. That's just you. Pick up the slack. That's kind of who you are. Having a bad day, the other guy's out producing, it's okay. Don't beat yourself up for it, but just don't get concerned with what everybody else is doing. Oh, Joey got to go to training and he doesn't do shit. Who gives a fuck? Who cares? You're chasing breadcrumbs. You want to go to training?
Half a mile.
Take a day off, pay out of pocket, go to training. Yeah, Joey's uncle's the councilman, right? We know that. I'm just picking a name, Joey, I don't know. So, what do you... Oh, Phil doesn't do anything. He's the new canine guy. So what? Life isn't fair. You like being a cop, well, be a cop. Don't let these things bother you. When you chase carrots, when you constantly chase carrots, you're going to find yourself very disappointed, very bitter. Get real quiet in your head and do what you do best. And people would say that to me all the time. You know what, dude? For all the bullshit that goes on there, you let it roll off your shoulders here. You don't get involved. You don't let it affect you. You come back to this job and do work. You know what? That rubbed off on people. Rubbed off on the co-workers, my partners, who just enjoyed the job, like to come in and do it. We all deal with bullshit. Life is not fair, especially in a police department, politics involved.
Use the left mean, two lanes to turn left guys, onto Pennsylvania 332 West.
Well, I couldn't bid to the afternoon shift. I got stuck on midnights. Motherfucker, you were getting hired here.
Continue for 5 miles.
How long ago? Right? How long ago did you get hired here? 2 years ago, and you would have done anything to take this goddamn job. And now, because you're hanging out with some bitter motherfuckers, now you're complaining that you're going to be on midnights. You got one more year, man. Pay your dues. Oh, complain. It used to drive me nuts to listen to these guys complain. Everything. I didn't care. I just didn't care. It's a different person. Yeah. Did I jump in sometimes? Sure. I wasn't perfect. But who cares? Who cares what other people are doing? Who fucking cares? The time will come. do the work. Guys used to say to me, oh, you do all this work for nothing. Oh, all those years of hard work, they gave you nothing for it. We have a large police training company and it's growing faster. It always comes back to something. It always does. Maybe it's not clear at that time. Worry about who you're trying to be, not everybody else. Worry about it. Hey, Brad, I chase carrots. Well, I don't chase carrots. I mean, dangle a carrot on the stick, that's chasing carrots only. That's what I'm talking about. Be yourself, be true. Don't pander to the games and the bullshit. Don't sell your soul to get something if you couldn't get it the fair way. I got nothing. I got nothing. I rode a roller coaster up and down, up and down. Every once in a while, I became, hey, you want this? We're going to say training. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. You know what? People started not to like it. It got taken away. Come to the territory, man. Nothing you can do. It's what it is. I'll never understand jealous folks. I literally can't emphasize enough to you. I literally can't emphasize enough to you how I don't know what jealousy feels like. I cannot recall the last time I felt jealous about something. I swear to God, I really can't. Good for you. Good for you. Oh, a fucking dickhead has a Lamborghini. Fucking guy's got everything. Yo, man, how'd you get that Lamborghini? Yo, good for you. You worked for that shit? Damn, that's good, bro. Don't chase carrots. Don't be jealous. Get quiet in your brain. Control yourself. Go see a therapist. Whatever it must be. Don't be like the people that you don't like, or the people that don't display good human characteristics as co-workers and employers and employees. Quiet your head, get out there and do the work. Don't worry about everybody else.